with social work.
Call to order, Newcastle County Council, meeting June 24th, 2014, 6:30 p.m. Let us stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Here.
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 Her mic's not on.
Here.
It's here. Tough to listen.
Here.
Is your mic on?
No.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Turn your microphone on, please. Thank you. We're now approving minutes of June 10th, 2014. Meeting.
Motion to approve is presented.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Minutes are hereby approved. Any announcements tonight for members of council? Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to suggest that we reverse the order of ordinance number 14064 and ordinance number 14065. It was suggested to us at our finance committee meeting this afternoon. I think it makes sense because the ordinance number 14065, which I'm going to manage, will be amended to show the correct amount of money coming from the county council. And then Councilwoman Diller will amend ordinance number 04064 afterwards in order to include that into her ordinance, and it would be amended as well.
So be it. Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Councilmember Street has joined us. Councilmember Powers has joined us, and Councilmember Bell has joined us. Any other announcements for tonight? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 14068, amend the FY 2014 approved operating budget, appropriate $1,562,000.
It's still not on.
$659.
There you go.
Of State of Delaware funding to the Department of Public Safety for the Newcastle County Police Employees Retirement System. Ordinance 14069, amend the FY 2014 approved operating budget, appropriate $2,500,000 to the General Fund Employee Benefits Budget to cover the cost of incurred health care costs. Ordinance 14070, amend the grants budget, appropriate federal grant award of $288,054 from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security through the Delaware Emergency Management Agency, DEMA, under the Department of Safety and Homeland Security to the Newcastle County Federal Fiscal Year 2012 Homeland Security Grant Program.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We will now have committee reports, Finance Committee. Councilmember Smiley.
Mr. President, Finance Committee met at 1:30 this afternoon in the 8th meeting room. We discussed issues on this evening's agenda and approved three grants and had a presentation on the Cadillac tax to go on benefits starting 2018.
Thank you, Councilmember Smiley. The Executive Committee met this afternoon at 4 o'clock. The balance and substance of our meeting dealt with the executive session regarding pending legal matters subsequent to the county government. Moving on now to consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion or by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection. It will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and published in the newspaper and available in the back of this room. Is there anyone from the council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 14-148, honoring the life and legacy of Joseph M. Bernstein.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiac?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Streep?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
The consent calendar has been passed. Moving on to presentations. Council members, do you have any presentations tonight? Any presentations? Seeing none, we'll move to resolutions removed from the consent calendar. And other resolutions are 14-149. I move that R 14-149 be read by title only, placed before this council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 14-149, approving the new position description for Master Police Corporal pursuant to Newcastle County Code Section 26.03103.
As per title. Any comments from the floor or questions of council? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Weta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R14-149 is approved. R14-150. Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that resolution number 14-150 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 14-150, authorizing the execution of 9 purchase order contracts with Department of Community Services for library books and materials and library services for various libraries in the amount of $1,522,039.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, this resolution is for the annual budget for books, videos, music, and different CDs for the county libraries, as well as the contract payments for FY15 for the Newcastle Public Library, Corbett Calloway Memorial Library, Delaware City Public Library, and the Wilmington Institute Library.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Council, do you have any comments or questions? Mr. Street?
Yes, Mr. President. I know I said this afternoon committee meeting, I'll let this go and see how things work out when they come back for the next quarter. However, I'm not one that believes in entering into a situation in blind faith. And I would hope that you were there during the discussion, same as I was. I felt like council was basically in consensus that if things didn't change and diversity didn't come forward with the library board, that we'd have to subject the grant funding for the Wilmington Library to higher scrutiny. I would hope that given that, rather than just take this on in total blind faith, that you, as president, would send the library board a letter to that effect, reiterating what transpired at the meeting this afternoon, and so that they hear clearly from this council what our concern is and what our expectations are.
Thank you, Mr. Street. I will. If it's the consensus of the council, I would be happy to send a letter. Any members of council object to that? Mr. Smiley?
No, I'm not objecting. Councilman Street, I heard your concerns. I think council is all on board with you. But in order to assure that in the future, should the wishes of this council as far as diversity not be fulfilled, my office will be sending an email communication to both purchasing and finance that the next quarterly funds, that the funding for this library be sent over as a separate resolution from all other libraries.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Mr. Street?
That's just wonderful on the letter, wonderful on what Councilman Smiley intends to do. That's great.
Thank you. I'm asking my legislative aide if he would take note of that and prepare a letter by Friday. Thank you so much. Any other questions on R14-150? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll prevails 12 yes, 1 absent.
R14-150 is approved. R14-151, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that R14-151 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 14-151, authorizing the execution of 11 purchase order contracts for the Office of Technology for computer software maintenance, in the amount of $726,896.29.
Mr. Smiley, as per title. Comments or questions, council? Mr. Cartier.
Point of order, Mr. President. The clerk of council is inaudible. I'm really concerned that the record is not going to be good for this meeting.
Please speak in. There you go.
I'm going to put it right here.
Any other comments or questions on 151? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Weta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call is 12 yes, 1 absent.
R14-151 is approved. R14-152, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request the resolution R14-152 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 14-152, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for the Office of Technology for Power DMS Software Service in the amount of $27,615.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, sir, I can't explain it any better than the title does.
Comments or questions from council? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, roll call vote 12 yes, 1 absent.
R14-152 is approved. R14-153, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that R14-153 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 14-153, authorizing the execution of two purchase order contracts for the Department of Special Services for payment of annual appropriations to the Newcastle Conservation District in the amount of $120,000.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, as per title and discussed in the finance meeting.
Comments or questions from council? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R14-153 is approved. R14-154, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, request R14-154 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Thank you. Resolution 14-154, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract with the Department of Human Resources for Employee Assistance Program Administrators in the amount of $34,535.52.
Mr. Smiley.
As per the title.
Comments or questions from council? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call is 12 yes, 1 absent.
R14-154 is approved. R14-155, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, request R14-155 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 14-155, authorizing the execution of two purchase order contracts for the Department of CUNY Services for lease rental agreements for Ellesmere and Appaquinimink Libraries in the amount of $232,529.
Mr. Smiley.
As stated in the title, these are the lease agreements for two subcontract libraries.
Thank you, sir. Any comments or questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call is 12 yes, 1 absent.
R14-155 is approved. R14-1 2-8 Councilmember Kilpatrick.
To remain on the table.
So be it. Moving on to ordinances at this time. Ordinance 14-060, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. And just for clarification, Councilman Street and I, co-chair of Public Safety, I'll be handling 14-060 and 14-062. And co-chairman Street will be handling the two police ordinances, 6-1 and 6-3.
Thank you, Mr. Bell.
Mr. President, I move that ordinance number 14-060 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 14-060, amend the annual FY 2015 operating budget, reduce the FY 2015 appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Office of Emergency Management, by $411,381 to provide the annual county match for the Office of Emergency Management grant for FY 2015.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. This particular ordinance will reduce the FY 2015 appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Office of Emergency Management by $411,381 to provide a local cash match to the Emergency Management grant. And just a footnote here, in order to complete this transaction, ordinance number 14-062 must also be passed, and that would be to accept the funding from the federal government as well as PSE&G Nuclear.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Council, have any comments or questions? Any public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 14-060 is approved. Ordinance 14-061, Mr. Street?
Yes, Mr. President, I move that ordinance number 14-061 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Ordinance 14-061, amend the grants budget appropriate $472,000 for FY 2015 to the contracted police duty revolving fund for the Department of Public Safety.
Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President. This was presented in the Public Safety Committee meeting. There were no questions. It's a continuation, and this is how we go forward with making sure our officers are available for off-duty assignments. Obviously, they're in demand. We're projecting almost $500,000 in the fund.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Council, do you have any comments or questions? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Weta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 14-061 is approved. Ordinance 14-062, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 14-062 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 14-062, amend the grants budget, appropriate $258,000 in federal funding from the Department of Homeland Security Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, $411,381 in local funding from Newcastle County, and $47,112 in private funding from the Public Service Enterprise Group, PSEG Nuclear, to fund the operation of the Office of Emergency Management, OEM, for FY 2015.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. As per title.
Comments or questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 14-062 is approved. Ordinance 14-063, Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 14-063 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Ordinance 14063, amend the grants budget, appropriate $41,100 in special law enforcement assistance funds, SLEEF, from the State of Delaware Department of Justice, the Department of Public Safety, SLEEF computer, white blocker software, and server grant.
Mr. Street.
In the interest of time, Mr. President, grant speaks for itself.
Thank you, sir. Comments or questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, one absent.
Ordinance 14-063 is approved. Ordinance 14-.
Motion.
065. Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 14-065 be read by title and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 14-065, amend the FY 2014 approved operating budget, reduce the county council operating budget in order to provide funding for the 2014 summer youth employment grant.
Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move to amend ordinance number 14-065 by deleting the amount of money from $14,011 to $21,328. So we will be deleting, if the amendment passes, we will be deleting the $14,000 and the $14,011 that's referenced in this ordinance and adding the additional money is for a total of $21,328, which is the total amount of money being contributed by members of council. The ordinance that's written now does not reflect all of the money that council has contributed, so we have to make a floor amendment tonight to make certain that all of the money that has been offered is included in this ordinance. So in short, I guess there will be some conversation, but in short, the idea is to amend ordinance number 14-065 to reflect the appropriate amount of money that has been offered by members of council.
Comments, questions on the amendment? Seeing none.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, one absent.
The amendment number one on ordinance 14-065 is approved.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes. Mr. Hollins?
I move that ordinance number 14-065 as amended be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration. Sorry. Second.
Ordinance 14-065 as amended by rule amendment number one. Amend the FY 2014 approved operating budget. Reduce the county council operating budget in order to provide funding for the 2014 summer youth employment grant.
Mr. Hollins.
Mr. President, the $14,000 is included in the title of the ordinance that I have, and I believe all council members have the same ordinance. But I do believe that the clerk has an ordinance that does not have the title. I want to make a record of that. Does not have the $14,000 in the title because there's a lot of sensitivity about changing any wording in the title. But I have consulted with council to council, and this is not a substantive change, but I just want to make certain that the record reflects council's intent. So the $21,328 is the correct amount of money from the county council members who are contributing to the summer youth program, which includes Councilmember Bell, Smiley, Cartier, Kilpatrick, Redder, Diller, Street, Tackett, and Hollins, for a total of $21,328, and that would be reflected as adopted by the amendment that we just passed.
Thank you, Mr. Hollins. Council, any comments or questions? Mr. Street.
Well, obviously I'm going to support this. I'm a proponent of it. And we've had some conversation about this $21,000. And while I appreciate this and I'm glad everybody contributed, in my opinion, it's woefully insufficient. So I'm just letting everybody know now, and the will of council be the will of council. Before we get to this point next year, I'll be talking about putting $920,000 on the table to create 400 summer youth jobs. If we're going to do something, let's do something. You know, we've had $1,000 conversations about now $21,000. And again, it's woefully insufficient. Idle times, devil's workshop. And those children who are leaning as to which way they're going to go in life, a summer job may make or break the right decision. You know, we talk about crime, we talk about teen pregnancy, and all those things. And I think we have more responsibility than 70-some jobs that we're creating as a government. So I'm just letting everybody know now, win, lose, or draw, I'm going to come forward with it and begin to have the conversation. So I'm letting everybody know 11 months in advance. Letting the administration know 11 months in advance. So as you prepare your budget for March, if it's not in there, I'm going to put forward an amendment to try to get it in there.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Any other comments, questions from council, public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Wonder? Mr. President, the roll call vote, yes, 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 14-065 as amended is approved. Ordinance 14-064, Councilmember Diller.
Yes, I ask that ordinance number 14-064 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Ordinance 14-064, amend the grants budget appropriate additional funding from the State of Delaware Department of Labor, Delaware Workforce Investment Board, and funding from Newcastle County Council to the 2014 Summer Youth Employment Program grant, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Councilmember Diller.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to amend Ordinance 14-064 by deleting in Exhibit A the amount of $14,011 and replacing that number with $21,328.
Second.
Discussion on the amendment? Public discussion? Seeing none. Ms. Keller?
Yes. Do we need a vote on the amendment?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call vote, 12 yes, 1 absent.
The amendment on 014-04 has passed. Ms. Diller?
Yes, I make a motion that ordinance number 14-064, as amended, be voted on.
Second.
Ordinance 14-064, as amended by Rule Amendment Number 1, amend the grants budget appropriate additional funding from the State of Delaware Department of Labor, Delaware Workforce Investment Board, and funding from Newcastle County Council to the 2014 Summer Youth Employment Program grant, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Any comments or questions, Mr. Street?
Yes, Mr. President, while I'm raising sand and talking about what I want to do next year, I don't want to be remiss in thanking the people who worked diligently to bring us to where we are to get us the money this year. Discussion with Councilman Smiley, he put it into action. I appreciate that. The work of Mr. Bull, I appreciate that. The work of the department in cooperating with us, I appreciate that. And as recently as the day we worked by Councilwoman Diller and Councilman Hollins putting the amendment together at the 11th hour, I appreciate that. So while I'm raising sand, I want to make sure that I say thank you to the folks who worked hard to make this happen and all the members of council who are supporting this. I truly appreciate it. I think it's very, very important.
Thank you. Councilmember Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to be on record to support Councilman Street and his efforts to increase the amount of funding for summer youth program in order that we may fund more kids throughout Newcastle County. The fact of the matter is we worked very hard to get the money from the Department of Labor. I think we were probably a little bit fortunate this year to get the amount that we did, but it's still not adequate. And the amount of money that's coming from the county council members, I'm very grateful for their generosity. But the fact of the matter is the money that council is contributing is money left over at the end of the fiscal year from their office accounts and from their grant accounts. And it's a very small amount of money to begin with, and I don't think this is an adequate way to fund summer youth program is by taking the residue that's left over from council's budgets at the end of the fiscal year. Even though it's appreciated, it adds a few more kids. This is certainly not the way I think we should be trying to fund a summer youth program here in Newcastle County. And we surely cannot depend on the Department of Labor making us the primary source of funding appropriations every single year, because it changes from year to year. So I think we really need to look hard at how serious we are about summer youth program and put the money where our beliefs are.
Thank you, Councilmember Pro Tem. Any other comments or questions? I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor on this particular legislation. Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 14-064 as amended is approved. Ordinance 14-066, Ms. Kilpatrick.
I move that Ordinance 14-066 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 14-066, revising the installation of Granville with optional pole street lights and traditions at Pike Creek subdivision located in Mill Creek 100 and for a light tax based on the cost of street lights.
Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Per title.
Comments or questions from council? Public comments? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 14-066 is approved. Item J, honorary resolutions. R14-156, Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move the resolution number 14-156 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 14-156, honoring the life of Miss Elizabeth Van Wooten.
Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I attended the service of Miss Wooten last Thursday. I also sent a letter expressing my feelings and just to share some of it with you. Miss Wooten was playground director, Judy Johnson Park, when I was parks director. And what I put in the letter was I had more respect for her, and I took her opinion more than anybody else in government, that included elected officials, city council, the mayor. One day my phone rings and said, why aren't there enough benches in this park for these children to sit down? Why do these children have to eat on the ground? I said, Miss Wooten, I'm going to get some benches over there right away. Well, you can't do one playground differently than you do the others. So when folks look around the day and the city playgrounds are full of benches in the summer to make sure kids don't have to sit on the ground to eat lunch, Miss Wooten made that happen. Subsequent conversation went like, as hot as it is, why do we have sprinklers in the park that are not working? What is wrong with y'all? All the sprinklers got fixed within the next 2 weeks, and during my tenure they kept running. That was because of Miss Wooten. And I had the utmost respect for her. She was passionate about children and seeing to it that she did. After she retired, she worked for 17 years. And then, on top of that, she was a crossing guard, and she was just a special lady who I had the utmost respect for her. So, proud and pleased to present this resolution in recognition of her life and what she did in this town to help children.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other comments or questions on this resolution? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, roll call, 12 yes, 1 absent.
R14-156 is approved. R14-157, Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that resolution number 14-157 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 14-157, extending birthday wishes and congratulating Dr. Alton A. Williams for 41 years of optometric practice.
Mr. Street, per title, Mr. President. Comments, questions? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Ms. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Wine? President Roll Call Vote, 12 yes, 1 absent.
R14-157 is approved. R14-158. I move that R14-158 be read by title. Placed before this council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 14-158, commemorating the 50th anniversary of the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
As per title, but I may add that this was a significant time in the life of our country, and it is worthy of our recognition from this esteemed body. Any comments or questions from council?
Mr. President.
Mr. Powers and Mr. Smiley. Mr. Powers will be a co-sponsor. Thank you. Mr. Smiley.
In the spirit of the Civil Rights Act, I'd like to join you.
You're welcome. All counsel?
Yes.
So be it. Thank you. Mr. Street.
Well, obviously we need to recognize the history in this momentous occasion. By the same token, need to be clear that the struggle continues as we begin to regress in terms of the accomplishments of the Civil Rights Act, and those who are bent and determined to see to it that the gains that were made during the Civil Rights struggle do not continue to exist. We've got to stay on the battlefield. There's much more work to be done, and we need to recognize the history and what happened. But we also need to continue the struggle and prepare for the future.
Do you know that any other comments or questions? Any public comment? Senator, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, roll call votes, 12 yes, 1 absent.
I want to thank the entire council for joining myself, Mr. Hollins and Mr. Street on this significant legislation. Therefore, R14-158 is approved. Any emergency ordinances tonight? Anything on the other? Is there a public comment tonight? We have Ms. Diller, Councilmember Diller.
Yes, I'd just like to make an announcement. Councilman Tackett and I, this was Councilman Tackett's district before it was became part of the 5th District. We have a very serious flooding situation in the Breezewood community. If you will note on your special services agenda, it's item number 3, allocation of flood mitigation project funds for the Breezewood project. This flooding is actually caused by a channel running through Newcastle County property. So we actually own the property that is creating the issue. So we will be discussing this in the Special Services Committee next week, and we hope that even though we don't have land use, we will have enough folks there to talk about it and get a vote on this subject. Thanks.
Thank you. Councilmember Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, and just to add, for similarity, we had reviewed a piece of an item very similar to this on the agenda a few cycles ago under Councilman Retta at the Kirkwood Howley Library. So this type of situation is reviewed and approved in the committee meeting.
Right.
So in order to conduct the committee meeting, we have to have at least 7 members there. So I guess if somebody can't make it, we're going to really need to hear about it.
Thank you, council members. Is anyone for public comment from the public? We have one. Please sign in at the desk.
And then you go up to the podium.
Mr. President.
Sorry, Councilmember Street.
Ralph, she's coming.
Yes.
You know, I fought vigorously to see to it that the Lewis L. Redden statue was ready for May 17th, which was Brown Day. That didn't abdicate us from seeing to it that the other statue was clean. Now you got one clean, one still looking a mess. Special services, I don't know what happened tonight, but, you know, 2014, we're in chambers at night with this little primitive operation. To me, it's inexcusable. And I don't think it's our responsibility, but somebody's responsibility. Are they planning on having a forest over there in Spencer Plaza after they spent all that money, and now it looks a total mess? I mean, come on. So I'm hoping that somebody hears this and that I don't have to come back 2 weeks from now and sing this same old song because it's ridiculous. What, you clean one and just forget about the other. Spend all that money across the street and let it grow like it's something. I don't want to start cursing. You understand what I'm saying?
Point well taken.
Thank you.
Thank you. Did I see someone for public comment? Please state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes, ma'am.
My name is Eileen Adams. I'm a resident of Newcastle County, residing in Councilman Shalom's district. I hope Council has had an opportunity to read the email that was sent to each of you on Friday, June 20th, by Catherine Samazda. The email concerns the Yellow Lab, Chucky, and his owner, Michael Jobson, who is a constituent of Councilman Retta. The email was signed by several citizens, including myself. FSAC, First State Animal Center, continues to pressure Mr. Jobson to sign Chucky over to them in exchange for dropping the cruelty charge. Very uneasy about this, and I'm worried about the dog. And I believe that Mr. Jobson and his representative should be allowed to visit the dog at FSAC. If the dog is being cared for, this should not be an issue. Furthermore, there is no reason why FSAC cannot release Chucky to House of Hope Rescue, the rescue that placed Chucky with Mr. Jobson. This issue is not going to go away, and I feel the outcome has the potential to be quite ugly. I urge Council to do everything in its power to intervene on behalf of Mr. Jobson and Chucky. The email sent to you on Friday contains a chronology of events as well as documents supporting Mr. Jobson's claim that he never abused, neglected, or treated Chucky in a manner that could be considered cruel by anyone or any agency. Rather, he has a long-term chronic condition that he has managed, a condition that has no definitive treatment or care. I believe it is quite inhumane to keep a dog that suffers from separation anxiety in an isolated kennel away from his human caregiver. Lastly, I would like to say that this is not just about a dog who is suffering. This is about abuse of power and authority that hurts not only dogs, but their owners as well. The way Mr. Jobson is being treated by FSAC, a vendor for Newcastle County, is unacceptable. Thank you for allowing me to read my statement and for your concern over this matter.
Thank you, ma'am. Councilmember Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ma'am, if you would please stay for a half second. Just for the public record and the council record, since our last Public Safety Committee meeting where we had the FSAC appear before council, Public Safety Committee, give a report, we were made aware of the situation with the Yellow Lab, and as late as today, our office, in coordination with Councilman Sheldon also, from a district standpoint, Councilman Retta, we have been in contact with Marlene White, who's an attorney within our law department, and because of the fact that legal charges were placed against the gentleman, and there is some negotiations going on between FSAC and the House of Hope Rescue, we are continuing our efforts from the standpoint of council and our law department to try to have an open dialogue with our contracted vendor. And like I say, as late as this afternoon, in fact, we're looking at 5 o'clock this afternoon, got the latest report from Marlene back to myself and Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Retta, just advising the fact that they are continuing to work on the situation. the dog has not been euthanized. It is not expected that the dog will be euthanized. And I believe the right now the goal is to try to return the dog to the House of Hope Rescue. But that has to come with cooperation of the owner. And as late as, like I say, 5 o'clock this evening, there's some hesitance on the part of the owner, and there may possibly be some litigation. So we're kind of limited when we get into litigation-type situations, but I can assure you the Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Retta, and myself have been working on this since the last meeting.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Councilmember Bell, thank you for that update. Any other public comment? Councilman Smiley.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Good night. Thanks for coming.